Well, who doesn't like to sit down in the morning, especially on a beautiful summer morning, and just read a little bit of a devotional and spend some time with God? A brand new one is available now, geared a little bit towards men, but not all the way. It's called Mornings with God, and the author is Jonathan Puddle, and he's with us now. Good morning.
Hey, Todd. Great to be back with you.
Now, Jonathan, it's a devotional. You say it's kind of for men, but not quite. So why did you decide to write a little bit for men? Do we need more help?
Okay, so to your rhetorical question at the beginning, who doesn't like to sit down and read a devotional in the morning? You know who doesn't? Dudes.
Right.
At least I didn't. And a lot of the guys I talk to, I mean, you know, it's often too prescriptive. It's a little boring. It's often really kind of trite. And if you're not into guns or golf, you know, or hunting, so many male Bible devotionals are just maybe not quite on the mark. So my goal was to create something that was really grace-based, that was really focused on Jesus, and that would actually, rather than just teach Bible principles, would actually invite the reader to encounter the God that Scripture is talking to.
Okay.
That was the goal. And it's actually, I didn't intend this, but a lot of people who've already been reading it have been saying, you know what, maybe I put the Bible down for a few years because I was just struggling with it or I was confused by it. And this feels like a safe way to re-engage with Scripture. So that's been a real bonus that I didn't have in mind, but people have been saying is happening.
Okay. Well, let's decode a little language first of all. Some people might hear devotional like us talk about that or hear it in church and may not understand what that activity is. I know I didn't when I first became a Christian. I'm like, what are you guys doing? How would you describe that activity?
Taking some time to intentionally orient ourselves to the presence of God within us and all around us. And that can be done, people do that sometimes through silent prayer, through reflecting on the Bible, through you know, regular vocal prayer. So what I've done in this one is a single verse of Scripture, and then honestly, half a paragraph of text reflection. It'll take you a minute to read the entire thing, but there's some meat there. It's not really light, silly fluff. There's some real real opportunity and invitation to take this back to the Holy Spirit and say, okay, what are you saying to me? And how can I carry this throughout my day? So, you know, it's a way to kind of redevote yourself to the spiritual, to God, to His love for you as you start your day.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember the first time you started really getting into a habit of a daily devotional like this and how it changed your life?
Honestly, probably about 2-3 years ago. When I got married, 17 years ago, my wife was like, why don't you read the Bible every day? Why aren't you on your knees praying before God like my father was? You're disappointing me. I'm like, oh, don't, you know, get on the list. But a couple of years ago, I've got a full house with children and dog and the whole bit, and I realized I need to get myself focused. So I got up, you know, before the kids and sat down and said, okay, God, I love you. I know you're with me, but I need to get started here in a peaceful, focused way. And so I started reading a daily prayer book based on sort of Celtic daily prayer. And that, probably within 3 or 4 months, really just began to bring a rhythm of peace that I don't think I even realized how much I needed to start my day with. And so I mix it up. Some days I do prayer. Some days I read Scripture. Some days I just sit in silence and I just say, okay, God, you know, people, you know, I forget now, a wonderful theologian has said that God's first language is silence. And so to quiet ourselves and to tune in to His voice that I believe is all around us and always speaking, sometimes just requires us to slow down.
The book is called Mornings with God, Daily Bible Devotionals for Men, written by Jonathan Puddle, who's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Jonathan.
My pleasure. Thank you, Todd.